Cradio, nourishing the soul of the digital generation.
A rare collection of Indigenous religious art from the Woman community in the East Kimberley is currently on show at the McLeod Gallery at Australian Catholic University's Strathfield campus. The exhibition was opened earlier this month by the Governor General, Ms. Quinton Bryce, and will close on the 25th of May 2013. The pieces on exhibition were gifts from the Woman community to the Sisters of St. Joseph, who have been working in the Kimberley region for 40 years. We recently spoke to Sister Teresa Morellini, a Josephite of almost 50 years, about the work of the Sisters in the Kimberley and the faith of the Indigenous communities there.
Hi, I'm Sarah and you're listening to Cradio. Today I'm joined by Sister Teresa Morellini, who as a Sister of St. Joseph has been working with Indigenous communities in the Kimberley since 1973. Sister Teresa, thanks for joining me today.
It's okay.
First of all, could you tell me a bit about the work that the Sisters are doing in the Kimberley?
We started up in the Kimberley in 1964 in Wyndham. And we were asked to teach in a school. And then we opened a school in Kununurra. And I was asked to go to come up here to the Kimberley as a teacher in 1973. And I did a year in Wyndham and 2 years in Kununurra. And then I went back down south. And then in 79, we were invited, the sisters were invited to open the school here in Warman. And I was invited to be part of the two sisters in Warman. So we came here in 1979, and we started the school off under a tree while they built a bell shed for us. We had several places. We moved around a bit. We taught under the council bell shed, then we taught under a tree, and then eventually we moved in and lived in caravans and taught under a bell shed that was specially built by the community for us to teach in. And a big shed was built for us to store things in and work from, and for our accommodation. And that eventually became the administration block for the school. It was transferred into the administration block for the school later, and we had houses. Two dongas for us to live in was put into this in the corner of the schoolyard, and it became called the Sisters' Place.
Could you tell me a bit about the communities that you've been working with? What are some of the challenges that they've faced over the time that you've been there?
The community was established here in 1975. After the 1969 referendum, station managers couldn't keep people on there because they couldn't pay everyone wages. So firstly, the people who were pensioners came to Warman, and then eventually families came, and they only kept the men out on the station that they could pay wages to. Warman community was formed by the Gidja people. The Gidja people that lived at Texas, Mabel Downs, Bedford Downs, Alice Downs, and Springvale, and Isidale Station. They established a place here in Warman because in the wet season, the people would come into Warman to do law and fulfil all their cultural duties in the wet season when the stations weren't working. And also there was established here an inn and a post office and a police station in the early days when at the Gold Rush time and Halls Creek. It was named Turkey Creek then. It was like a halfway point between Wyndham and Turkey Creek. So in the early days, there was a small establishment here in Warman, and the people then would come in here during the wet season. The other thing that was unique about this place is that the people from these stations, some of them went to the leprosarium in Derby, and it was at the leprosarium that was run by the John of Gods that they learnt about the Catholic faith. And they were taught by their own people there. So when they came back to the stations, they brought that faith with them. And they would sit down and pray at night, and the other people would ask them what they're doing, so they asked them to teach them. This is in Texas. A woman by the name of Winnie Budberia and a few others, she taught the people there, and then when she thought they were ready for baptism, she asked the priest to come along and baptize them. And he baptized them and left them, went away. And then they had a chapel, and they had it where they used to pray every night. We still got the statue of Mary they had in their chapel, and all the little here in the community. And so when they moved here, when they moved to Turkey Creek, they decided that they wanted to stay Catholic. And a priest from Halls Creek, a wonderful priest by the name of Father Carina, would come in and give the mass. This was before any of us came. Their children used to go to Eagle Bay School, and they wanted to keep their children, so they brought their children back, and the mothers and the children went and stayed at 9 Mile at the edge of Wyndham, and sent the children to the Wyndham School, our school in Wyndham. And it's through that experience with the sisters in Wyndham that they asked for two sisters to start their school here in Warman. In those days, there was a very strong elder group, and they stood firm in establishing their community. When we came here, there weren't even any houses. People lived in lean-tos and cars and tents. And since then, in the 1980s, they started building them houses here once the school came. Now, the challenges at today is like all challenges in communities. People trying to find jobs. Some of our men are working at our gold mine, and some of them have been trained as and done their apprentices in electrician. We have a couple of electricians, mechanics, maintenance, and diesel mechanic. So it's very hard in the community to have established jobs, self-employment, and any employment. So consequently, the challenge is finding suitable work for people that they feel fulfilled. And at the present, the main works here in the community is the school, employs teacher assistants and people in the school. There's a community store, the council office, and places like the clinic, and we have an art centre which has created quite a bit of employment for people. The other challenge is currently today's society is, and in most communities, is probably drug and alcohol for people. For a community to be able to handle those sorts of problems. So there's some of the problems we have to deal with.
You mentioned art there, and I know you helped to establish an art school in Warman. Could you tell me a bit about that project and what role art plays in the faith life of the community?
Well, in the early days when we first started the school, we had what we called two-way. And the people found that, the elders found that they could communicate with the children better by painting stories and telling their stories and then teaching them the language through their stories. So originally it started off through just on cardboard, and as we got more money, we went into boards, buying boards for, you know, art boards, and they could buy art boards. I wasn't part of establishing the art centre, but we just supported people in the art, in doing the art. And what we used to do was, we had a couple of places in Melbourne that would sell their arts, and we would pack them up and then send them down there, and then they would sell the art for the people, and then they would send the money back in for the people, and it's grown from there. Also in those days, they had a corroboree, which they had dancing boards to it, and they used to paint these boards and dance with these boards, and it all developed from there. And then some other people down in took an interest in individual people, and those individuals painted, and like Roper Thomas had an outside person who used to sell his art, come and pick it up and sell it. Another person was a Jumping Jee, a few people like that. So we also had a few other people from outside the community who would follow up some of the artists and sell their paintings for them. And then the art centre was established, I think, in 1995-96. That's when it became an art centre for the people, and it's grown from there.
So some of the work from the community is currently being featured in the Gifts of the Artists exhibition at Australian Catholic University Strathfield campus. And one of the key pieces is the Mary of Woman, a sculpture by George Mung. Could you tell me a bit about the significance of that piece?
Well, George, he came from Texas, and they have a great the Texas people have a great devotion to Mary. And they also believe that Mary was the one who first gave them told them the Christian story. And it was done in a dream. And from that dream, they had a corroboree. And it was the Christmas story, the incarnation. And Mary and Jesus and the shepherds came and brought what they thought were white dingoes to Jesus, and they danced. And this was their corroboree. And then as they went on, they learned to understand this was the Christmas story, and that Mary had given that story through a dream. Mary has been very important in the Christian message for the Mormon people. And from there, Georgie just came up one day and said, "Here, I carved this Mary for you," and he has Christ on the cross. And you know, the whole thing was that from Jesus, it was the whole Christian story in that one carving of Mary, that Mary, the mother of Jesus, brought Jesus in the world, who died on the cross for us, as we see in them, and then the resurrection. And it is through Mary that he sees we got the Christian story, and that's why that has become very important. And it's become the community's Mary.
Just quickly, I won't keep you any longer because I know you've got a busy day ahead. You're approaching your Golden Jubilee profession soon. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Could I just ask you, what has been the highlight of this time? What for you are you most thankful for?
I'm very thankful for the call that's been given to me, and the journey of being a Sister St. Joseph, and the support I have been given in that journey. And I'm very proud to be a member of the congregation of Mary MacKillop, and that charism that she had to be able to be not that I don't see myself doing too much, but being able to have the privilege of being with, working with people in marginalised situations. And in that experience, it's been a journey for me, and I'm very grateful for that journey and to experience the God in that journey.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for your time and for carrying on the work of St. Mary of the Cross.
In a sense, that's the gift to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was been part of my calling to be, and so it's a gift to me. How can I say it? It's just part of the journey of responding and living the daily life of that. And the joy of all those things that have happened, I think it's made me who I am, and I'm grateful for that. And also, I'm grateful for the people I have met and who've been part of that journey. And that's what life is for me. You know what I mean?
Thanks be to God.
Yes, thanks be to God.
That was an interview with Sister Teresa Morellini. To find out more about the Gifts of Artists exhibition, head to acu.edu.au/events. And for more programs, talks and interviews, visit cradio.org.au. Cradio.org.au.